Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Meara here to tell you about my ride for the house. Coming up the second Saturday in June, June 9th, we're all going to be at Patriot Harley-Davidson. Bright and early, it all starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to be there right at 8, but get there around 8 o'clock. And we're going to have a ride for Fisher House. Fisher House provides housing for military families to be close to their loved ones when they are being treated for injuries and medical problems in the service of their country. Please join me at Patriot Harley-Davidson in scenic, beautiful Fairfax, Virginia for my ride for the house, a beautiful day of motorcycles and fun. It all wraps up at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia, where we have a fabulous day of fun in the sun. The ride for the house comes up Saturday, June 9th. Join me at Patriot Harley-Davidson in Fairfax.
The following program is brought to you by Moore Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at moorebroadcasting.com.
Friday, and it is MikeOMaraShow.com. And, you know, Oscar, it's been a while since we've called you Pop. Is it okay if we dial him up?
Yeah, let's call
I've already fired up the rotary.
Way to ask him after the fact.
Well, I would hang up.
I could tell.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited.
Your phone. Where do you get one of those phones?
Rotary phone.
Rob's house.
Radio Shack. He's there, right?
He's probably hobbling to the phone.
Second
as
round.
Hey, hobble. Hey.
Hello.
Papa.
Oscar.
Hey, how are you? Rob wanted to call you.
Been a while.
I don't want to talk to him.
I kind of wanted to call you.
He is the white devil.
No.
The white
and
devil.
I know that tomorrow's a big day for you.
Have you noticed that Rob?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me stop for a second. Oh, that's okay. Of course what he's doing. He's referencing Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, of course.
And he's insulting me as a South American.
No. Yes. I'm not. I just was curious if you're closing down the plantation tomorrow.
I would like Manic Man to stay out of the pit. I'm speaking to Oscar. Oscar, how are you?
I'm great, Papa. I didn't.
Are you okay? Are you getting enough rest?
I am great. I just took a couple sleeping pills last night.
That is something I wanted to talk to. Why do you find it necessary to take sleeping pills to go to sleep, to take stimulant pills to wake up? You have spread yourself so thinly. You are doing so many jobs. You are not focusing on any one thing. I do not know why you are such a disappointment.
Papa, you taught me what work ethic is really all about.
But work ethic is one thing. Spreading yourself too thinly is another. Now, listen, Oscar, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I love you as a father.
Yes.
Even though you have successfully disappointed me more than any of your siblings.
See.
Why you never became a physician is a mystery.
This again.
It is a mystery to me. Your brothers, your sisters, your brothers' husbands, your brothers' husbands.
What?
Yeah. Thanks for making it to the wedding.
Your brothers' wives.
Yes.
They not only became doctors,
yes,
but every single one of the people that they married were doctors also, and you can not even find your way. The only thing I'm happy about is I will give you a compliment, Oscar.
Oh, what? Really? Here we go.
Oscar, you have finally settled on a good woman.
Oh, thank you.
Over the years, I have not even shared this other area of my great disappointment with you. This parade of prostitutes that you have brought to my home.
Oh, jeez.
I cannot tell you how incredibly disappointed I have been.
Speaking of prostitutes, are you in Colombia or Argentina right now?
I am in Argentina now. That's why you got my special rotary phone down in Argentina. I cannot tell you how happy I am that you have now met this lovely girl named Shannon.
Yes, yes.
Shannon is someone I believe you can make a future with. She is someone that you can make a life with.
She's super great.
She is someone that perhaps will make you focus on what is important in life and not running around from martini to martini, Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola to all these different things. She will finally ground you the way you should be grounded. Oscar, please do not F this up. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best, Papa.
She is so wonderful. I cannot tell you. When I met her for the first time, I had a good, what do you say? It's a
conversation.
A vibration.
Oh,
I had a wonderful vibration. Okay, it was not that way. See, that's what you, because of you and all your friends, all those radio people, you make everything sexual. Why must you make everything sexual?
I'm sorry, Dad. I just know I know you. I know that you like living in other countries.
You have always accused me of having women on the side. That is not true. That's right. You should respect the name of Antonio. Your father.
Very true. Well, I apologize for that. I take that back. I take that back.
I have a wonderful thing to tell you. Something that made me happy all the way down here in Argentina.
See?
I will tell you. I received a letter from your girlfriend.
Really?
Shannon sent me correspondence. Have you ever had any of these trollops that have sent me anything like that?
No.
Anything like a letter?
Not that I know.
Do you know why?
Why is that?
You know damn well why. Because most of them could not read. Or write.
That's not nice.
But I was so thrilled.
They were trying.
I was so thrilled. She was so nice. She went on and on. And she is... I read this letter. And what I got from her is that she was a traditional girl. A traditional girl. Just from all the nice things she said about your relationship. And she said things about you. And she said things about our familia. That's a good traditional girl.
But Papa, what do you mean by tradition?
I will get to that. You have to understand. Now, this is a woman who seems to respect familia. She seems to respect men. She knows the place of men in the Latin home, which is the man is the supervisor. He is the one that stirs the drink. He is the one that controls everything. He is the one that makes the dance go.
Yeah, but Papa, I don't think that really made Mom too happy.
I don't care. It does not matter. You will understand things. Happiness is not the key to life. Happiness is incidental when it comes to the Wahina.
What? Excuse me? Pardon?
The Wahina.
I don't... Are you pointing at your stomach?
I don't want
on?
To talk about that. Oh. What I want to talk about is the fact that your lady is so wonderfully traditional.
Yeah, she's
You
she's
have
very
found kind. A traditional woman. You
I'm so confused. What do you mean by tradition?
It's in the letter, Oscar. It's in the letter. I'm surprised that she did not discuss with you because you are the man.
No?
You are the man.
I got nothing.
You are the man, and she did not discuss with you the fact that she is so traditional. Let me see if I can find the letter somewhere around here.
I don't like it that she's writing here.
You know, withhold judgment. It's a nice letter.
He's angry.
He's finding the letter.
How's the llama?
Really?
Whose side are you on?
Oh, here it is. It still smells of her perfume.
Wow.
I don't know if I like that.
Oh.
Whoa. That's not traditional.
Oh.
That's
so nice.
That's really creepy.
Yeah. I read the words that she puts on the page.
Huh? Yes.
So traditional.
How traditional?
Well, she wrote here, Dear Papa Santana.
Oh, nice.
Wait,
may I say something real quick?
Yes, you may before we get to the end of the bit.
Wouldn't it be Dr. Santana?
Well, she said Papa Santana.
Oh, Papa.
That is traditional. You should respect that. That's okay. But... She does not have to refer to me as doctor.
Yeah, but she calls me Papi.
She calls me Papa.
What?
And she calls you Papi.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Oscar. Does she call you Papi when you're in the bedroom?
Hey, I'm sorry.
I apologize. I almost went down that highway. I don't want to go down that highway. Let me read what she writes here. This is what proved to me that she is a traditional girl. Dear Papa Santana, I am so glad to know you. I am so glad to know your son. And I have found a candy for you.
Oh.
I am sending you a box of lifesavers. In peppermint, wintergreen, and traditional five flavors. Now that is traditional.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Dad, Bob broke your beard.
No, I didn't. Doug broke it. It was you.
Clean up the mess, boys.
I want you hosers to get me a fresh case of beer first thing in the morning.
We're gonna need some money.
Use the money I gave you today, you idiot!
Yeah, what's gonna happen if this plan don't work, eh?
The old man will boot us out of the house. We'll have no place to sleep.
Yeah, I could live in this van, eh? I don't need
Take off. You need money to live or you'll starve.
Well, this plan sucks. I ain't going in.
The Artur, I'll tell the old man you gave away his beer money.
Okay. You boss me around.
Well, Elsinore.
12.
24.
Oh, yeah, sorry. 24 Elsinore beers.
24. Yeah. 1470. I believe there'll be no charge on this two for a beer, thank you.
Excuse me?
We found this mouse in a bottle of Elsinore beer that we bought at your beer store, eh? And we heard, like, when that happens that you get your beer free.
It's in the Canadian Criminal Code, eh?
Yeah.
Like, there's legal precedent setting cases in law.
So, like, give us our free beer.
You want free beer? Go to the brewery.
Now get out of here before I put the two of you in a bottle.
You sure you don't want to think this over?
I'm sure.
Okay, we're going.
Yeah, see ya.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
From the Cappy Fiverr Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 13.5 million times and heard in countries 150 strong.
Wow.
Nice. Call us, won't you, at 718-506-1625. If you got something, we'd love to hear from you.
Have a scrap of something.
Our show today is brought to you by CB Lucas. CB Lucas is here to save you from extreme heat. We're going to have the warmest day of the year today.
Maybe
it's not
90.
Crazy hot, yeah. But it's going to be warm.
RJ is CB Lucasing it right now.
That's right. He's actually using the... Yeah. Buzz and I are having the hot-cold debate. I'm dripping wet, and Buzz is going, please turn it down.
Well, no, what I like is...
I'm fine, but I want the cold air to blow on you because you're the one who's hot.
As soon as the show open begins, everyone puts their head down and everyone tries to communicate, but no one sees anything.
That's right.
So
right.
What I did is I gestured to RJ to point to you, so you pointed to me and I pointed to Buzz.
Well, CB Lucas installed the unit that's in here right now that cools us
it's
and
amazing.
Heats us, and
it
it's incredible.
Work.
Extreme summer heat is on the way. Don't be left stranded by your old AC system. Call CB Lucas for all your air conditioning needs. All if you need a new system, they'll put one in and they do it at a wonderful cost to you. Really, it is one of the best deals you can get. CB Lucas has 48-month, same-as-cash financing for TMOS listeners. And the work that they do is what I love about CB Lucas because they give a damn. Since they helped me with my new system that I had put in here in the house, they have actually been out here probably a half a dozen times. How many contractors come out and do that to tweak it? Spring and summer, they come out and they check it out.
Right. If you would just pay him, he might leave you alone.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Instant rebates on qualifying train systems. If you need a plumber, CB Lucas can take care of that, too. For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas or click their ad on our website. So, hail, hail, the gang's all here.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. We are queer. Let me see. On the program today, a big, big Facebook response to something that I put up there that I didn't even think twice about.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know what it's going to get them.
Well, I wrote up on Facebook, my Facebook wall, I said, I'm a motorcycle rider. Get off your phone. You could kill me or somebody else. And people went nuts.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I based this, Carl and I went out for a little sunset ride on the scoot last night.
Mm-hmm.
And, I didn't want to narrow cast and say that it's teenage girls, but it's friggin' teenage girls that really, this girl absolutely had no idea that she almost took two people out on a motorcycle.
Right. That happens.
Yapping away on the phone. And everybody I've concluded in the last month that I've noticed that it's driving horrendously is on the phone.
A handheld,
it's got to be, period.
Yeah.
Illegal, outlaw it, you can't have them.
Right.
You can't have them. Because you can't do it. You cannot focus on the phone.
I know.
And God knows you can't focus when you're texting.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And, I've been on the phone. I don't want to be a hypocrite. But the fact is, I have hands free, and I think maybe that ought to be outlawed, too. I mean, I press a button, and I'm talking to somebody. And, and that to me is, but up to the ear, looking at phone numbers and stuff like that. So I put this out there. I think it was like 500 likes that I got on this comment. And it was, truly amazing. So May is Motorcycle Awareness Month, so I just want to share that with everybody. We've got our big ride coming up on June 9th, the Fisher House Ride, and I want everybody to just be aware that you've got so many motorcycles that come out in the early part of the season. They diminish. The real riders stay through November.
Right.
But the people that are like, motorcycle! And then they'll ride for May, and then they'll put it in their garage, and they won't ride it again.
Right.
Right now, you got more motorcycles out on the road than ever. And be aware of them, because that's how people get killed.
When you took the one motorcycle safety course with Buzz, but you've put a lot of miles out there.
Yep.
For someone,
11,000.
For someone like me, who will never, ever get on a motorcycle, what is the best thing I can do as a guy in a car? Just give you extra space?
Easy answer. Extra space. And no one does it. And certain people are worse
than
others.
I shall from this day forward.
It's just, it is, if you have something where he's got a jam on his brakes, you're not going to get a fender better. You're probably going to kill somebody.
Sure.
And it's just following too close.
Give them
especially
room.
On the highway.
In all directions.
Yeah. That to me would be really the best thing you can do. Is give
and
them
stop
room.
Throwing your cigar butts out the window.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That. Cigarette butts. Somebody mentioned that on the little thread
there's
too.
There's also a misnomer that most people don't. And you kind of touched on this, but people are just learning
sometimes when they get out on that highway and they maybe they're just getting comfortable.
Right.
So not everybody that you see on the road can ride like they ride on the Matrix.
Right.
So,
and it's so scary.
Or Fonzie.
It's so scary.
If you want to get it in my era.
You know, also on the program today, I'm going to talk about politics a little bit, but not in a bad way. So don't get your panties in a wad about that. Beluga's coil, that speaks for itself.
Oh, dear.
I'm stealing an idea from Stephen Colbert. And wow. Let me see.
That's big, because you've never been a huge fan.
Are you going to try not being
funny?
I'm
still not a fan.
Yeah,
he's not funny.
Are you going to try not being funny? Is that
he's
the
not
idea?
Funny. If it's not on a page written for him, he's not funny.
He was reasonably.
He falls into the Jason Sudeikis, Ed Helms, Big Cauldron, Will Ferrell, the big bowl of guys that write it on a page, have a team of 14 guys, and then he can be funny. But if it's one-on-one, he ain't going to be funny.
I normally agree with that, but he was reasonably funny this morning on the Today Show, but I only think because he was with the least funny man in America, David Gregory,
well,
who I swear looks like he smells like bad coffee.
That's where I stole my idea from, because I like to watch only one television program a day.
That's right.
And, let's see. What else do I have here? The favorite part of my 2.5-mile walk.
Oh.
Something I look forward to like a small child, and it happened again today. And
really?
An open curtain somewhere?
No. And this
Mrs. Robinson.
This that popped into my lap right before I came in here. This was an amazing story that I got.
Oh.
And have you read about this one? This is truly amazing.
What?
This is a new spray makes you instantly drunk.
I've heard about
this. Has anybody seen it?
I've heard about
it.
Pretty amazing. Of course, I don't
Is it hand
I don't open many stories online, but I opened this story.
This one caught your eye.
Is it hand sanitizer?
No.
No, what
this
is
says,
it?
Okay, it says here, a French-American scientist has invented a... Of course it's a French.
Of course.
Do not touch my test tube.
I have something. I have something that is going to be marvelous.
A French-American scientist has invented a new alcohol spray.
You like this, Oscar.
That instantly intoxicates the user.
I like know what the name of it is. It's Chanel number 0.08.
However, and of course there's always a however, isn't there?
Yes, always.
Isn't there in the land of buzzdom?
But for some people, this is a good however.
Mac, there is always a however.
And we ought to put a picture of this guy up online.
Look
any more French?
Jesus.
Can't you smell the BO from the picture?
He looks like he's from a Clouseau cartoon.
He looks like a date rapist.
Would you like to try my spray?
When you hear his product, you'll think so too.
The spray is called WAHH Quantum Sensations.
Waha?
It was created by David Edwards. That doesn't sound very French.
No. This is not my real name.
And it was unveiled during a recent Paris exhibition. The short-term effects are probably due to the 0.075 milliliter dosage.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it would take 1,000 sprays to equal the level of alcohol contained in one conventional drink.
I think we missed one of the points here, which is it makes you drunk instantly, but then it's very fast acting. It wears off very quickly.
Well, I didn't miss it. I just didn't read it yet.
Ah, oh, sorry.
The spray bottle itself was created by French product designer Philippe Stark. There is the...
Hello, Philippe Stark. This is the best bottle that you have ever seen.
Iron Man's brother.
And it will be sold for about $26. Reportedly, not only does the sensation of being drunk wear off almost immediately...
Ah.
But the user would also supposedly be able to pass a breathalyzer test.
Ooh.
This, you see, here's the problem. Why do you want to be drunk instantly if it wears off instantly?
Where's the fun in that?
Yeah. Really, and Mike, I think you know when you and I show our true colors as true inebriants is the ability to stay drunk and maintain for hours at a time.
Well,
this is not an easy task.
This way, you can get falling down drunk, but be sober in time to catch yourself.
Yeah
I question whether I wonder if you really get falling.
No,
down.
Could you
I'm
imagine
kidding.
If you ever said to someone, "Oh, I shouldn't have taken that last spray"?
Yeah.
And is the bottle? Does it look like Banaka? Is it
yes.
like?
Yeah, it's a tiny little, you know, it looks like super glue.
This is so great. It makes your breath smell like wine.
Reportedly, not only does the sensation of being drunk wear off almost immediately, but the user would also supposedly be able to pass a breathalyzer test.
That's surprising.
Verifying that they are no longer under the influence of alcohol.
This is stupid.
I'm trying to find the silver lining, Rob, as I always do.
Yeah.
In other words, you won't be needing to pay a visit to the Hangover Heaven bus in Las Vegas. That's another story there.
Yeah.
That's the Hangover bus, which is BS. Edwards has also invented other sprays.
Edwards.
Which allow you to taste various foods and drinks. Now, they were very popular like 5-6 years ago.
Flavors.
I remember them.
Were the spray
them.
Flavors
yeah.
that you put on food that were just crap.
Wasn't Richard Simmons on that bandwagon
I
for
think
a
so.
While?
It gives you the sensation of food.
It's like a mouthful of mousse.
The only spray that I get, the only real spray that I put value on is Pam.
Right.
Yeah, Pam is good. Low-calorie cooking spray, so you can get enough oil to cook your food, but it's not going to put a lot of calories
on
it.
I like the Listerine spray for your mouth. I do.
Oh, yeah.
I do like that.
Good. Anyway.
There's some alcohol in that.
Edwards also invented the other spray. Blah, 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 blah. And those have sold more than 400,000 units without the benefit of alcohol. Mm-hmm. There's still no official word on whether this thing will be available in America. So that's it today.
But you know what's
I'm out. Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend. Thank you. That's all I got.
Do you know what sucks about that spray?
What's that?
Is that
French?
No, I don't even know how you would be able to control it. The one thing, kids will always find a way to find to beer abuse. Or to drink alcohol. High,
yeah. When did you stop huffing?
Well, I never huffed.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm making a joke.
No. No, but I know people that have.
I don't like it when it gets too much sleep.
I know people that have.
Yeah, did you work 70. This morning?
No, I didn't. I just came straight
here. You just
here.
Came here? Yeah, okay. Yeah, is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine.
All right, just checking. All right. Anyway.
Well, kids can take that, put it in their pocket, and get as hammered as they want.
Kids will take it and somehow figure out a way to disengage the spray
and drink it.
So that they can drink it.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. You know, in high school, that's when I was in high school, is when Cherry NyQuil came out. And I remember kids mixing Cherry NyQuil with Coke. They said, it's like a Cherry Coke, but you get drunk.
Speaking of drunk.
Yeah.
Do you find, as the other noted alcoholic in the room, well, there are three of us, Oscar.
Yeah, he falls down and goes away.
Yeah, he still gets like obliterated after three drinks.
As I said, is where we excel is the ability to maintain.
But why is it that sometimes, very rarely, but there are some circumstances where I can go out and I will have one or two drinks, beers, and I'll get this amazing buzz, and then there are other times when I can't ingest enough alcohol and I try to accelerate it and then I get to a point where I've hit the wall and I've damaged my body.
I think it's because Carla is adding things to your drinks.
Even I've experienced that, but I think it has a lot to do with how much sleep you've had and how much food you have in your
system. I think also it has more to do with that. Either of that has to do with your hydration level.
If you had seen me,
I think if you are all watered up, your blood is not going to absorb it as fast.
Right. If you had seen me before the hockey game, after 7 days of alcohol not touching my lips and having the first sip of my Guinness, you would know why I'm an alcoholic. You would know. You would look at me. Seriously, you would look at me and just go, it was kind of like...
that's the happiest man in the world.
I'm so with you. I know when I go, weeks and weeks, and if I make myself a mixed drink, I'll take a picture and put it on Facebook. I'll say, it's like seeing someone from high school. Hello, old friend.
I sat down before the game. I'm sitting next to a couple of gentlemen that Carl and I are chatting with. One of the guy happens to be a fan of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I am sitting there chatting with them, and I'm enjoying my first Guinness. And before I'm going into a playoff hockey game, there was none. Those are moments, really. And really, they're about one every 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
Where I'm truly happy.
How much water do you drink when you're drinking?
Friend.
I don't drink nearly enough water. In fact, I don't drink any water when I'm drinking. Yeah. And it's like, you should always take,
I
love it when they say,
you drink flavored waters and you drink your diet.
No, I don't. Now I'm back on regular water.
Good. That's the best thing for you. You should have 3 liters a day.
And I try to get as much as I can. However, when they say, you should always drink a glass of water for every alcoholic beverage. Why? If you're doing that, you're watering down the effects of the alcohol. That's not what I choose to do.
So what you need to do is drink ahead of time the water. I know that's horrible grammar. You need to drink the water ahead of time.
Yeah, okay. If you hydrate all day and then you decide to do the Omera plan,
then you get a buzz and
it just
goes faster.
And Mike, then you're indestructible.
I would love
you're
it.
You're Iron Man.
Wouldn't it be great?
It defeats the hangover the next day.
It's all about the hangover the next day.
So just load up like on Saturday when I'm going to this
as
party.
As much as you can.
Saturday morning, just mainline
water. Water. You want.
So I'll be doing that when we take our little NovaKill class on Saturday.
Yeah, cool.
We're all taking CPR classes and life-saving classes on Saturday, so I'll be mainlining the water, and I look forward to seeing you guys
Mr.
there.
Mr. O'Mara needs another break.
See you there bright and early at 9 o'clock?
9 a.m. Yes.
Don't forget your textbook.
I'll be there.
Yes, you will.
See you there.
You bet. But anyway, so looking forward to it.
I think we all are.
Exactly.
No, I
mean, there's no way to put a value, Mike, on
you
saving.
Say,
on
there's your textbook.
The ability
you can study
to save
up.
A life. I mean, can you put a value on that?
I'm going to take a class to save a life.
Yeah,
you're going to thank yourselves once somebody you love and care about.
That's right.
Something happens.
Come
to
across
them,
an accident.
Yeah,
you never know.
The workbook here, RJ.
Yes, it is.
For example, what if your neighbor Richard was having his traditional dinner of grapes and pieces of hot dog. And he began
you
to choke.
You are not allowed to slam my neighbor. You cannot. I live here,
what
you
I'm
son
saying,
of a bitch.
What I'm saying is
that
you would
be
the man.
You are slamming his traditional dinner of
I was trying
grapes
to think of something
and pieces
would,
of hot dog.
Something
you,
that you'd be
you
easy
go
to
right
choke
across
on
the yeah street and you apologize yeah to that man.
I'll go get him.
Sorry.
My God.
Do it but, after the CPR
and he
class
starts to get light blue in the face, and you are the man that can save him.
What is AED?
Oh, I suffer from that.
I know you do.
It's short for defibrillation, I believe. But I don't know what the AED is.
First
stands
aid, CPR,
defibrillation.
AED.
Uh-huh. AED.
Accident, emergency. No, I don't know.
Oscar's
no,
down no, with no, AED. No. You know me.
You know, before you start writing in, Dizzy Buddies, let me see.
Hey, call our phone number. Because if you know what AED is,
something
you have something.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, call the number, whatever
but
that is.
But we're doing CPR first? Is that what we're doing?
I'm only doing CPR. Yeah, I'm doing CPR. The whatever.
The morning
is
class is hygiene.
We have April on the phone if you'd like to ask her any questions.
We do?
Yes, you do.
Hey, bro!
Okay. All right, hold on a
no
second.
I was completely wrong.
What is AED?
I'll select it right
well
now.
Okay, well, automated. Give me a number of things. You? Yeah,
well,
let's have
well,
her
let's
tell
get
us
April to.
Yeah.
Us. Why don't we do that? Hold
it
on.
It can stand for all kinds of things.
All right. We're,
she'll know the right one.
Is this the Maryland number?
Buzz, you no, stand one, for all kinds of things.
That's right.
One that says just listening.
Okay, hold on. Just
first
a
aid,
second.
CPR, AED.
All right, let me
personal
see.
Personal hygiene.
When I took my lifeguarding certification,
I can't open it.
It was.
Go ahead and you do it, RJ.
The class.
April, are you there?
Nope.
It was the class.
Thanks, RJ.
It was you
that
had to do
really worked well.
500 well, meters
thank
of
you
swimming.
Will defibrillate the phone.
So very,
after
very
the
much
most the longest day of your
hey
life.
Oh,
hey, she is. April. What happened? What happened, RJ? What did you do? The
I
the
didn't button do anything. We're online.
All right.
Precisely.
Of course you didn't. April, nice to have you. April, what is AED?
Automated external defibrillation.
Automated ooh external defibrillation.
Told
so
you.
I would assume that the AED means you're using a device to revive somebody.
Yes, it's an electrical device.
Ah, very good. Well, April is with the Northern Virginia Community College and the life-saving department there, and we are looking forward to taking the class and getting everybody should have this. I mean,
yeah,
if you work in a
right
big office, if you work anywhere, I mean, everybody needs this, right, April?
Absolutely. We're so excited to have you all come.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Perfect. It's the American Art Association puts it on, and they're going to teach us the first aid and the CPR and all that very good
the
stuff.
AED
and you know, we certainly need it in this room. You never know when somebody's going to drop like
any
a
any one of us could,
yep,
yes.
It'll be a miracle if we get through today's show without needing it.
April, this is your opportunity. This is your free plug. Plug away. Go ahead. What? Why should
plug
people
away?
Yes, go ahead.
It's for everybody. Anytime, anywhere. Anything can happen.
Anywhere, so anytime, anything of that. Mm-hmm. I was telling my wife that she should get involved because she's got people coming into her right office with conferences sure all the time, every single day. Especially if you work in a big office, if you work around a lot of people, if you work around a lot of senior citizens, you should know this. Yeah. So we're going to be doing it tomorrow, and looking forward to. You're right.
That's
Buzz
right
wrong.
With Buzz here, it really we all should know.
That's
it.
Exactly oh right. April, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right. Love you guys. See you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Thank
bye
you.
Thanks a lot.
All right. We will take a break. When I come back, I will tell you about my favorite part of my 2.5 mile walk.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
It's kind of negative, but it's okay. We'll
I like
be right
that
back. I love this song.
Do you know the name of it?
Feel like I'm driving down Coastal Highway from San Francisco all the way to L.A.
You've all but said the name. It's the music to watch girls by.
Yeah, look at those ladies.
Bob Crew.
Well, hi there. I always think of my good old friend, the owner of Champions, Michael O'Hara, when I hear this. I have no idea why.
He was fun.
Our show's brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke, the smarter alternative to tobacco. Had a lot of fun at the hockey game the other night with the Smart Smoke.
You love,
turns
you
out
love
it,
more.
Turns out it ain't legal in the old Verizon Center.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Well, the usher didn't know. He had to check, and he had a nice laugh about it. And he was like going, I'm really not sure
right
what the deal is. And then, of course, one of the traditional employees at Verizon Center came up to Carl and said, put that out!
Yeah.
Potato!
But it ain't on.
Service is our middle name. When you are in a place that you are allowed to use the smart smoke, what do you like better? The pleasing side effects of the product or the fact that people think you're smoking inside?
I like the product. Yeah. As Mark will tell you, we dig the product.
They are great.
It's fantastic. Try the new Omega 2. Heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. I still get a charge out of the fact that you light that up somewhere where nobody expects it, like in the middle of a restaurant.
Yeah, everyone will look
somebody,
at you.
You know, and I love it when you get an old lady looking at you and going,
"Put that out!" Oh my God.
Yeah, and when you exhale for a brief moment, it does look like smoke, but it's just water vapor. And
it doesn't go far.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Doesn't have an odor,
and it doesn't. That's the thing. When people see it and they're using it, even if you think someone's doing smoke, you can tell when someone's smoking right away.
Right. This thing, the new one that they designed. They've had two. This is the second incarnation.
Yeah,
of what
it is.
Come out with.
Yeah, it's a new one.
I will tell you, they went
this
back.
This one is smarter.
They went back to the laboratory.
Genius smoke.
God. I'd like to sit you down with every client we have. I really would.
Would you really?
This is Johnny Sarcasmundo. La-da-da. I won't talk seriously about it.
Not a drip of sarcasm in that comment.
Yes, there was. Your life is sarcasm.
You said they went back to the drawing board and they made it better. And I said they made it smarter.
But you didn't mean it that way.
But I did.
Be honest to the client.
Yes.
Be honest to the client.
It's smarter. I swear it on all things that I find holy.
You're evil incarnate. You are evil incarnate. Anyway, I don't want to talk about the client anymore.
I love it.
So I was on my little 2.5 mile power walk.
Yes.
Incidentally, it's a low power walk.
That's all right.
That's how I would.
You're out there every day getting it done.
What are they? It's emergency power walk. I was on my emergency power walk.
Power.
Yeah.
What time do you head out?
Well,
5 a.m.
The original game plan was to hit it at 6:30.
Mm. Wow.
And I'm sitting there, and I got this great night's sleep, and I'm up, and it's going to be a warm day, and I'm fresh, and I'm getting, and I'm putting the last lace when I hear from the bathroom.
Would you take Beluga out?
And look, it's not the end of the world. No. My life is not breaking rocks.
Yeah. Right.
But let me just say, for all the men in the audience, when you have that schedule, and you're saying, okay, you got it all mapped out.
Got it figured out.
You got it laid out there, and it's just, and I couldn't mask my annoyance.
You can't.
Yes.
And I think everyone in this room, because we all have a broadcast background, which is deadline driven, I think we're more sensitive to schedule and routine than anybody.
But I'm really not worried about the broadcast because I'm up early enough where everything's going to be fine.
No, but I'm saying that spills over
into our lives.
When you have your mental set.
This mindset was one thing.
Yeah.
This was before I went to bed.
Right.
7:30, I'm going to do my walk from about 7:30 to 7:45.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm 7:30 to 7:30 to quarter of nine.
Okay.
And I'm saying this is going to be, this is going to be perfect. And so it was that. And then I take Beluga downstairs, and normally I just open the door, as you guys know, and I let them out in the backyard.
Yeah,
I go around and they do their business. So I'm getting ready to do that. She goes, "You'll need the leashes." I said, "Why do I need the leashes?"
Right.
"Well, you have to take him on a real walk." I'm like, and I'm starting to be a whiner. Now I'm starting to be, no, mommy, no.
And what's so great at the root of this, what she's asked you to do is instead of taking your walk, she wants you to take a walk.
Yes.
And it's still making you mad.
Yes, because now.
And I'm with you, though.
Now,
I'm
this walk
you.
Is trumping my low power walk.
Exactly.
So I go out in the backyard with the leashes because that's what she said to do. You want to got to keep an eye on making sure. And Beluga goes out and walks around and then sits down. Uh-huh. Which anybody that's ever walked a dog, when your dog sits down, it's like, that's the dog going, F you, I'm not doing anything out here. Uh-huh. So I go back in. She said, "Did they do that?" I said, "Frankie peed, Beluga didn't do anything. You need to walk him." I'm like,
She realized that the walk would have to be a drag then because he's sitting.
Well, it's not if you take him out front because then he knows it's party time. Uh-huh. And dogs with the scents that they're going to smell with all the other dogs, it's party time to go out in front in the neighborhood.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So I take him out and finally we get halfway up and he's moving because he's had his three teeth yanked out.
Right.
He's moving at a very, very slow pace.
Hasn't he milked that for long enough?
I was just going to say that.
How long is he going to ride that sympathy train?
I agree.
I'd rather
he's walking very slowly and he's making this sound as he's walking. It's like,
but
that's no good.
Get your ass in gear.
Do you think his walnut-sized brain is available to formulate the plan of getting sympathy from you by doing that noise?
I don't even.
Or do you think he's just a lump?
I am processing one thing.
Yeah. How you're not doing what you want.
How soon can this dog defecate? Right. That's what I'm processing. Right. And I'm not going to rush him because I know he's going to do it when he does it.
I shake him a little.
Or die.
Yeah. And when I was with Rob.
He comes in a circular pattern. When he goes into a circular pattern, and you know, you poop coming, and then he goes into the circular pattern, and he dropped a coil. That has anybody seen on online the centipede fights the snake?
Yes.
No. That's what came out of his butt.
Wow.
Whoa.
The centipede came out of his butt.
Well, okay, now just let's not be too graphic, but can you give us two statistics? Oh, settle down.
7 inches long.
Okay, and then what was the diameter
the girth
of the coil?
The old-fashioned red pencils you used to get in elementary school.
Okay, all right. And how tight?
No, it's a little bigger than that.
Yeah, now you're talking Play-Doh Fun Factor.
I'm thinking like a cigar.
No. Boy, what's
why
the,
do you care the, so much?
What was the circumference?
Just painting a picture. I care for the listener.
Trying really to determine his health.
Let's do a Sharpie times two.
Okay. Excellent.
Like a big fat Sharpie.
That sounds painful.
And how tight was the coil?
It was a long string, and so and he did it in my neighbor's ivy, so I had
do
to
you
sort
clean
of,
that up.
You got to bring the poop
bag. Are you
the
fake cleanup?
No, I brought the poop bag this time because I don't want to get caught.
But
again.
It was in the ivy.
Again,
you got caught.
It was in the ivy. Leave it lay. It's fertilizing.
No, it was on the edge of the ivy, like right on street side.
Invisible.
So I scraped it. I scraped it as
a good man.
That's a bad thing.
Bare hands.
See, I'll talk statistics all day long, but I don't want to talk about the poop bag.
No, but it's like.
Meanwhile, Mark is aroused.
With the dryness of his diet, of his diet, you would think that he would, you know, produce something slightly drier, but no, it's
well,
gross.
Right now he's still having the BMs of a junkie because he's all loaded up with all those drugs
like
from
Elvis.
The tooth. Yeah, it's like Elvis poop.
It's cookie batter.
Did he move faster? Did he move faster afterwards?
It's cookie batter.
Happier?
Yeah, because I say treat, and then he puts it into overdrive because he knows he's going to put something in his stomach, and he's eating now, and he's doing fine. And
mostly soup?
But it was like
sliders.
A few bites of cake.
Carla like laid this on me at the last minute, and it was But I mean, I can't bitch because my life is too good. I mean, my life is fine.
This is not
much of an imposition.
Think of the old thing is when you see some great Hollywood starlet that's getting dumped. You say, no matter how beautiful, how wonderful a girl is, there's someone who's sick of boning her.
Right.
And no matter how great our lives are, there's still aspects of it that we can complain
little
about.
And they're not your dogs.
But I was lying down.
And the dog hates you.
I was lying there in my underwear last night upstairs for like 2.5 hours watching Wyatt Earp while Carla did all the laundry and cleaned the entire kitchen.
Wow.
After working her regular work day.
That is a good life.
Failed to
mention
that, huh?
So I ordered,
But
I mentioned it right now. Hey.
Yeah, but you know what? After that, she had the rest of the night off.
You are too funny. She's going to hate you next time she sees you.
Yeah, gonna. Yeah.
So I finally get started on my low power walk, and I don't know if this makes me a sadist or anything like that, but my favorite part, second time it's happened now, is my favorite part is walking by the correctional center.
You've mentioned this before, and a lot of people don't have the magical luxury of living near a detention center.
I don't live near it. I live sort of near it.
Well, okay, so
don't you walk
it's a 2.5 mile walk.
You live in the same neighborhood, the same community as a jail, and so
live in the same neighborhood as the judicial center.
So why do you like going by the detention center?
Because it's on my walk, and on a warm day, this is the second time it's happened, it's like Cool Hand Luke. They have the prisoners outside.
Oh. No, they're not like
mowing the lawn,
but they're not like busting up rocks or making license plates. Like
they're doing the landscaping.
Right.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They're mowing the lawn, and they have
a
guard that looks like right out of Cool Hand Luke. You know, it's like, I tell you right now, Luke, we're gonna do the lawn today, and if it's too warm for ye,
an hour.
Yeah.
Do you ever make eye contact or
I tried to
you,
make
you
eye
you would never mock them.
No. I don't I tried to make eye contact with the guard.
Nanny nanny nanny.
I tried to make eye contact with the guard.
Yeah.
You know what do? I would try to get
just to give him I was running by you. It's funny you asked. I'm glad you asked that question. I wanted to walk by him and give him one of these.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in the neighborhood. Thanks for keeping the peace.
You're a white guy. I'm a white guy.
No. You know, he was white.
What you should do is
me.
Get the attention of one of the guard.
And old, like me. He was white, fat, and old.
Get the attention of one of the convicts and say, you know what? And he'll say,
what?
He'll say, I can walk anywhere.
Whenever
I want.
Hold on a second.
You get your ass beat.
But maybe, just maybe. That's really what it is. Because you walk by.
What do you mean? Maybe that's of course that's what
glee.
It is.
That's your glee.
You walk by and
there,
you're going,
but for the grace of God,
I'm on my walk free.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah,
I can go home.
So sick.
I can go home and eat whatever I want and watch television, and I don't have to watch the ants to know what time it is because I have a watch.
Ants. That's right out of a prison movie. There, I walked by. I didn't really. Today was the guard. He was the closest to me. The guys were. He was directing them on what area to mow, and there were maybe like four of the guys in their prison blues right. that they had. And it
that
was
is
just,
so sadistic.
Is it sadistic?
Yeah.
I just enjoy it. It's a thrill. It's the high point of my walk.
The fact that you can admit to it is cool.
Are you at that?
But it's effed up.
At that moment, are you embracing your freedom, or are you is your joy that they're incarcerated?
Or maybe a little bit of both.
Contrast. Yeah. The contrast thereof.
There's something. I think what Rob said initially about the fact that, you know, I'm walking
I'm free,
and I'm
not.
Free and I haven't done anything wrong or I haven't been caught.
Exactly.
And,
excuse me. I just wanted to tell you that fresh strawberries are in season. I'm going to go to the farmer's market and buy wonderful strawberries.
That's going terrible.
To I'm a famous disc jockey.
That is so terrible. So I just love the moment.
Actually,
I love the moment.
I have tape of you walking by them.
Really?
That's
something.
I can eat 50 eggs. Nobody ever eats 50 eggs.
My boy says he can eat 50 eggs. He can eat 50 eggs.
Yeah, but how long?
The hour.
50 eggs gotta weigh a good 6 pounds.
Man's gut can't hold that. They'll swell up and bust them open.
They're gonna kill him.
You know what you want you to find? Get the music from Cool Aunt Liz.
Yeah, the little banjo.
Get the music. Dun, 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 and that'll be the end. Whenever I reference.
Whenever you go to the correctional.
I do it every time. Whenever I reference walking, you'll have to play that music because that's my theme song for walking by the correctional.
Pardon me. Does anyone have plans for the Kentucky Derby? I'm going to have juleps in my house and fresh strawberries.
Oh, my God. This is bad karma. They're going to escape and come over here and rape and pillage my whole family.
No, they're locked up.
The thing is, though, it is it is kind of a throwback.
Yeah.
It really, it's like keto. Yeah, it's not a chain gang, but it's as close to a chain gang as I'm going to see. And it's right on the ground.
Unless you go to Arizona.
It's not that.
And
it could be a throwback. It could be something. They could have collars around their necks that would explode. That if they walked by, you just love it that you're free and
they're not.
I'm free. Now, when you do that, how much of the walk? How much of the walk would you say is within eyeshot of the prison yard?
You know, no,
like maybe 50 yards.
No, the prison yard is there. First of all, it's not a yard; it's a detention center.
Okay, and it's medium, right? Medium security.
No, they put everybody there.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, they put everybody there.
It's like when you used to drive through Lorton.
Yeah, any detention center, I think, in a county is, you know, before they send them to wherever they're going to send them. So sometimes that has to be maximum
when
security.
When you share fence with them, is what I'm saying.
No,
do you ever?
No, I don't share fence with them.
I mean, when you walk by, there's obviously a fence.
There's a route that I could take. But I never see them like out in the yard. I don't think it's that kind of place. They don't have. They're there to be, you know, put on trial.
Andy
the
Dufresne.
Reason, I liked Andy Dufresne. It turned out he was going out and taking his wall out into the yard.
The
anyway,
thing that I would suggest is when you do it, there's no problem with doing it. There's no problem with making eye contact with the guard. Just don't skip.
Right.
Yeah. When you're going
what
by.
What about if I got the opportunity? Because I walk as close as I am to you guys, to these guys mowing. Yeah. What if there was just the slightest Charlie laugh as I walk by where I was just
that
like, you know, I walk
just
by.
Just give them the happiness they need.
Step,
Mike.
step, and I just go by, go. And
shovel to the face,
sing freedom.
Yeah.
But it was really kind of like this guard was looking badass. He had the gray.
You want that.
He's got the. I'm going by the Prince William County Detention Center. Mike O'Mara on his low power walk. As he turned a corner, he looked up the street. There, dressed in gray with those military blue pants and his army boots, was the guard, supervising all those young men in blue jumpsuits.
Hey, Red.
Yeah.
Did you ever see a white man walk so slow?
Look at that low power walk. As we were out there on the yard, we looked and we saw this fat man coming by with his earbuds in, and we said, That's not exercise. If he wants to pretend it's exercise and put on his fancy shorts and his sporty shirt, that's not exercise to me. If you're going to exercise, you better run.
Red.
Yeah.
Did he look, Oscar? Did he look lost?
He looked lost in the world. He looked lost in the world. You know what he looked like? He looked like we'd have some fun with him in here.
Oh, anyway, Red.
That's it. All right. Before we take a break here and get Rob in with the audio vault, I did want to mention the political BS.
Yeah.
And I realize I'm a hypocrite if I say this because they all do it. Right. But it still makes me sick. And I probably noticed it because the team that I don't root for is doing it now, mm-hmm. the Republicans. Okay. These endorsements. It's just such
The disingenuous.
It's the ultimate hypocrisy.
Right,
but they all do it. So I'm not going to sit here and dwell on it. But I was watching Michelle Bachmann, and they did a wonderful thing where
is what winning looks like.
God, I hate her. No. But anyway, she, you know, they go back and they show her comments about Mitt Romney when she was on the campaign trail, and it just makes me realize more and more the Democrat, Republican, Independent, they're all just full of crap.
BS.
And you know what's really starting to happen now is I think it's by design. There are more shots of Mitt Romney with his hair messed up. He's still running around in his jeans and his unbuttoned his Oxford shirt, but now he's got a little bit of messed up hair because he's a man of the people.
And now he's getting all the endorsements. And,
yes.
I'm really happy about getting all these endorsements. I'm going to move on to the nomination, and then, of course, it's on to the White House.
Do you ever walk by the detention center?
I sure do. I love the fact that I'm free.
And they're not.
Nothing I like back than walking by the guard who's supervising those guys, and we'll put 3 bullets in them if they even look at me cross-eyed.
And that's fun, right?
That's big fun.
You love that you can have fresh strawberries?
You know, I was talking to Mike O'Mara the other day, and I don't know whether it's the joy of simply being free or the fact that I'm happy that they're locked up, even though perhaps they haven't been convicted of a major crime.
Right? Do you ever smile and point at the guard like Mike O'Mara does?
I try.
How'd that go?
Unsuccessfully, had his back to me.
No prison in your neighborhood?
He's too busy keeping his eye on the bad guy.
Right.
Because they're out of the yard. They're out on the street. How you doing, guard? Let me give a big shout out to all the hacks. All the hacks listening.
Hey, you want to say hi to the screws?
I want to say hi to the screws. If you work at any correctional facility, hey, you know what? That's a good idea. Why don't we, let me put this out to all of our listeners.
Yeah.
I would love next week on this show, on one day on this show, if it's good enough, I'll make it into a bonus show next week.
Yeah. Oh.
But send me on Facebook prison stories.
Yeah.
Nice. Your stories. Now, listen, these don't have to be stories of federal prison. These can be stories if you've been incarcerated for any length of time.
I'll send you one.
These could be. Rob, will you share yours?
I've done it before, but I'll do it again. Absolutely.
Yours. These stories are if you're a guard,
yeah.
if you have been put in a detention center, you've been put in a drunk tank, anybody, send us your jail stories.
Yeah.
And if it's good enough, if I get enough of them, I will make that into a bonus hour next week.
Everybody on the wholesale block will be talking about the jail hospital.
That would be fun. We'll take a break, come back with Mr. Rob Spiewak and his audio ball right after this. Talking about something that didn't work.
Playing this for a reason today, Mike.
I know, it's Friday. You play Buddy Rich on Friday.
No, not just that. It's Maynard Ferguson's birthday.
Maynard Ferguson.
And this is a duet between Buddy and Maynard Ferguson.
Oh, this is?
Yeah, so happy birthday, Maynard.
So they had Maynard play on West Side Story.
Mm-hmm. And this is one of his Buddy's band's signature songs,
This is
right?
his definitive song. This is
great.
His West Side Story medley. And Buddy Rich, I want to say thank you. You know, it doesn't seem a week goes by where somebody doesn't send me some video of Buddy Rich.
Yep.
Yeah, there are a lot of repeats, but it doesn't matter. I like that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault.
Yay.
Brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
Mm.
Mark Ronick reports to me yesterday that you're going crazy for the Sherry's Berries.
Well, that's a great
and
gift.
In fact, they're going to send us some more. We're going to get some to enjoy here.
Boy, oh boy.
Let's do it.
Yeah, boy.
I might just have 12.
Bring it.
I tell you what, Mike, I'll lick the chocolate off.
You
can have the berry.
Sherry's Berries. I don't know how they genetically engineer these berries to look the way they look, but they are as large as if you go to Mount Rushmore, and I think they're as large as Lincoln's head Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they dip them in like 7 pounds of chocolate, each berry.
Eight.
And they have dark chocolate, they have milk chocolate, they have white chocolate.
Right.
Sexual chocolate.
You could... You could put nuts on them. You could put a little frosting, icing on them.
Yeah.
Or you could put chocolate chips on them. Mm-hmm. And or they will. Or they will.
Or you can do it at home. Whatever you like.
No, they won't let you do that.
No.
If you do that, a representative of Sherry's Berries comes to your house.
Right.
Anyway, Sherry's Berries.
For the guard.
We love them, and this is an opportunity for Mother's Day. I think, in my humble opinion, I've done a lot of commercials for a lot of different things, but for Mother's Day, this to me is perfect.
Home run.
$19.99. TMOS listeners can double the berries for just $10 more. That's $29.99. You get how many berries of that? Well,
I think it's
3 million.
Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 million.
That's good. What the Germans call doppelberry.
If you want the best, seriously, the best chocolate dipped strawberries you have ever eaten, get Sherry's Berries. Say thank you to the mom in your life. 866 Fruit02. That's 866 Fruit02, or visit berries.com. That's BERRIES. Click on the microphone and type in TMOS. If you don't do that, we don't get credit.
Right.
That's a special offer, but hurry. That offer expires at midnight tonight.
Get on it.
Sherry's Berries, we thank them. Let's open up the audio vault for today and take it away, Rob Spiewak.
You mentioned yesterday some interest in the new phenomenon known as dubstep.
Dubstep, the music techno, said it was.
And can you tell us a little bit about dubstep?
It's just the beat itself. Sometimes they'll take a song and make it into a dubstep song, like a classic top 40 song.
Okay. Really pounding bass, loops of electronic sounds, and it apparently comes from South London. I have for you today two of the most popular dubstep songs there are.
Oscar had said yesterday that he thought I would hate it, the combination of reggae. I hate reggae.
I hate reggae, too.
I don't like
but
reggae
this
mixed
is pure,
with any,
this
but
is pure dubstep.
Want to see what I think of pure dubstep.
Yesterday was a blend. This is pure.
This is pure. This is an artist, and his name is Skrillex. Skrillex. I don't know how to say it because I'm really not as hip.
Ask for it by name.
Ask for it by name. This is one of the most popular dubstep songs. It's called Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. This is the award-winning Skrillex.
So far, I don't dislike it.
I do.
Thank you. A lot of fun.
I like synthesized music, so I don't mind this at all.
I think the thing that I have trouble with, it's the repetition. It is, this is okay for an intro, but 5 minutes of this?
But it does have a hook. This is the hook.
It's kind of a dull hook. But this is Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. Perhaps you'll like the warm...
I like that one.
Here's
one like
you
it,
can
yeah.
whistle that when you walk by the detention yard, Mike. Okay. Also by Skrillex. This is called Kill Everybody.
Sounds like Beluga.
Beluga's Pills by Skrillex.
To me, it has every aspect of a headache.
This is techno with a new name.
Yeah, you're right.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
But this is what the kids are digging.
All right. Yeah,
they
you're
actually
have,
have cruises dedicated to this type of music, like cruises,
like whole
really?
Boat yeah. rides.
You should see the pictures.
My God,
no wonder they're crashing.
What a herpes fest that must be.
Exactly.
The cruise ship Dandy.
Wow.
Yeah. Get on the Dandy, Mike.
God.
For dubstep under the Potomac.
I'll be honest with you. If I'm in a club and I'm listening to this for 2.5 hours, I'm gonna have a gun in my mouth.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, so that's what dubstep is. We'd like to keep
they're not
you
sober,
hip.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't like clubs anyway. I've never liked clubs. I don't like the Euro trash environment. I don't like bottle service. I don't like special, you know, I hate that crap. It's horrible.
You
I've never done
are?
Well in that crap. I've never been good looking enough to exist in that
you're
world.
You're more of a pub guy than
well,
a club
exactly. I can't. I could exactly. never, even in my 20s, I could never exist anywhere where it was totally based on your appearance.
Right.
Because, you know, you walk up and you got a hot girl with you can't hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If I'm not able to use my one instrument,
yes.
I'm screwed.
Right.
Pass her a note and say that you'll be able to use your one instrument later on.
Right. But if I have an 11-inch waist and a jet black hair,
yes.
you know, and I look like, you know, a movie star, you know, then you can walk up and go,
yeah, precisely.
Blow.
Now, this is a really?
It's true.
Is that how it works?
It's how it works.
That's what I should have been doing in clubs all those years.
I mean, DC was, you know, the Euro trash scene in DC was amazing early
still
on.
Still exists.
It's still there. You go down to these different clubs down there, and it's just like, poom, 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 poom.
Hey, how are you? What's your name?
Yeah.
I'm Mike. I'm Irish Catholic.
That's cool that you're going to.
Hey, let me ask you this. What do you think the collective IQ of everybody in the bar is? Look at that guy over there. Boy. Hey, he looks pretty familiar. Hey, didn't one of his relatives fly the planes into the towers?
Oh!
Yeah. All right, anyway.
Meanwhile, at Mike's Dream Club.
What was that? What?
Might have gone too far.
And then this is Mike's Nightclub.
Buddy Rich.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Now, this is a club.
I take this better. Yeah.
This is when I get, like, totally S-faced. Anybody that's ever socialized with me that will hear this in some capacity. When I used to have... You know, we don't have in our world anymore, really. I don't. And I don't know a lot of people. Just the classic stereo. Uh-huh. Like the stereo in the living room that our parents used to have.
I still have it, but I never use it.
I used to use
my computer.
I'd break it out occasionally. I guess if you have a party, I'd probably break it out and play my Buddy Rich. But you've been to a party at my house where I go, you gotta hear Buddy Rich.
Never seen you drink.
Yeah.
And never seen you drink to a point where you start telling me about Buddy Rich. Oh. Never seen that.
Well, you were too drunk
to know. Hey, you know what? Big weekend this weekend.
Cinco de Mayo?
Anybody have the list?
I don't even have a list of horses, and I've
Mark,
really
bring
dropped
up
the
list. We'll pick our horses.
I've dropped the ball for my family because I've always run the pool for my family, and I just haven't had a chance to do it this year. I got a very scathing email from my Uncle Dana.
I am here to say, because you know I'm a degenerate gambler, if there is a horse with the right name, and there very well might not be,
that's how I'll choose.
I will lay a bet.
I think the favorite this year is called the Dancing Irish Mimic. I could
and
be wrong.
And they're off. And it's Cindy's vagina first. Cindy's vagina. All right, go ahead.
And oh, also, Mike, happy Star Wars Day to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you have the list?
It's May the 4th. Well,
Let me use the Star Wars music to
be with you.
Let me use the Star Wars music.
Do you know those stormtroopers at comic book stores across the country today?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big deal.
Try renting a costume.
Yeah. Oh, I did.
You tried to get one?
No. I haven't.
They'll be dancing dubstep later this evening.
That'd be cool.
Number one.
Death Star dubstep.
Daddy Long Legs.
Now, are these in the post position or by favorite?
It's just one through whatever. Daddy Long Legs, and I would assume that the trainer is mentioned after that?
I believe that's how it works.
Do you see the name Baffert? Baffert should be on three or four of them. He usually does.
All right. Two is Optimizer. Three is Take Charge Indy.
Mm.
Number four horse, Union Rags.
Hello, Dr. Jones.
Number five, Dullahan. I guess they give the jockey afterwards because Kent DeSormo
is a jockey.
So that. Number six is Bodie Meister. Number seven is Rousing Sermon.
And no.
That's a pretty good name.
Plain Bible Church.
And none of they don't have the odds?
Nothing.
You want the odds?
Yeah, I would love the odds.
I'll start again. Daddy Long Legs is 30-1. Optimizer is 50-1. Take Charge Indy, 15-1. Union Rags, 9-2. Five, Dullahan is 8-1. Bodie Meister is 4-1. Rousing Sermon. Of course, is 50-1.
Nice. Yes.
Right there, that's a $2 bet for
me. Inspiring.
Creative Cause, 12-1. Triniberg, 50-1. Daddy Knows Best.
Yes.
15-1. Alpha is 5-1. Prospective is 30-1. Went the Day Well, 20-1. Hanson, that might be your horse, Rob.
S-O-N or S-E-N?
S-E-N.
$100 to win.
10-1. Yes. What? What are you jumping all up at? Waving his arms around.
RJ's excited.
You want to go?
No, RJ's excited because if he loses 10 more pounds, he can actually ride.
Yeah.
Gemologist is 6-1.
Gemologist
is 6-1.
Help me into my silks, Mr. O'Meara.
Push.
Yeah, I picture RJ with a huge smile and the most miserable looking nag on the track.
Here's RJ's horse, El Padrino.
Oh, my.
20-1.
Oh, 20.
Done Talking is 50-1. How many friggin' horses are in this?
This will be a big field, and they'll probably scratch one or two, but I bet you there's a 20 horses.
I got the gayest name in the Kentucky Derby. Huh? Sabercat.
What are the odds?
Where's Sabercat? Sabercat is 30-1. I'm just so excited about Sabercat.
Long shots.
And you know who the jockey is on Sabercat?
Who?
Corey Nakatani. Riding Sabercat.
Sabercat is a very fast horse. It goes so quick.
I'll have another.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Well, that's 12-1. That might be my horse.
You know what? Choice.
Put $5 on that to show.
You know, it's like you're saying that like I'm going to make the bet.
Yeah,
I'm flying out to Vegas.
Call your bookie.
Isn't there a
and the Liaison is 50-1.
Yeah, there's a bar down the street, right?
Right up the street, Mike.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I can do that. Yeah, I don't want to go to that.
So the favorite is
that's my old bar.
Right now the favorite is the one at 9-2, I guess. Those are the lowest odds, 4.5-1, and then there's
a $5. I'll put $20 on I'll Have Another. Would you go lay the bet? No, I don't want to do it down there.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it down there.
Don't do it.
I want to go to a website. I'll do it on a website.
Go to Charlestown.
Charlestown will entertain bets.
You know what, when you say that to me? Okay.
Yeah.
Also, you could go
don't
to.
Do it, don't
I got
do
no.
It.
I got nothing to do tonight.
Don't do
you
it.
Could go to offtrackbetting.ru.
That's what good. Could hey, possibly we got, oh my go God, wrong. We're running out of time.
All right, yikes. You know, I did bring in one tape especially for you today.
Okay.
Because of Cinco de Mayo tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear some classic Rickles talking about Mexicans?
Sure.
Oh, I always love this.
You know what I mean? Mexicans, you never fool around with the wife, right? You're too busy laying on the floor fixing the mud so it don't cave in.
What?
They never fool with the wives, the Mexicans. They're walking around the house going, turn on the television. Turn on the television. But if it weren't for you people, we'd never have filth.
Oh.
Which is a good word, filth. No, I kid. Henry, you're a wonderful Mexican, really. I'm a Jew and you're a Mexican. I say this from my heart. A Negro can move into my neighborhood. You can't.
That's old.
Don't make it a rally, yeah. You dummy broad. Doesn't... What the hell's the matter with you? You want the Mexican to come over to your table and get the runs?
I don't know if this is
a It's only a joke, play. Mexican. Wow. You are the chosen people. We're wrong.
Yeah, hold on there. Oscar makes kind of a valid point. When he says Negro,
I think you've gotten...
That's a little dated.
You've gotten so comfortable, you don't realize yeah. That we're in 2012.
Well, what we're doing here is we're not saying this is okay.
Oh,
No.
We're
you
showing...
Said it's okay.
All right. No. I said that we're going to show some old school classic Don Rickles to show how far we've come.
Play the kicker. Get yourself out of this. Okay. Extricate yourself.
Jesus.
All right, so not that, but how about Jimmy Kimmel's take on Cinco de Mayo?
Let's hear Jimmy
Kimmel. Miles on Saturday. I can't believe it's been almost a year since the last time I threw up in a sombrero. Cinco de Mayo commemorates the Mexican Army's defeat of their French occupiers during the Franco-Mexican War. It's a day of much Mexican pride, and nothing fills the Mexican community with pride like white people eating chimichangas and drinking upside-down margaritas and chilies. You know, if it weren't for the Irish and the Mexicans, between the Super Bowl and the 4th of July, we would have no reason to get drunk. So, gracias, as they say.
So that, Mike, that is your magic audio ball. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
There you go.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
We'll take a break and come back with Buzz the News right after this. Welcome back to MichaelMarishow.com.
Someone got real comfortable, let me tell you.
You two crack me up. Jesus Christ. All right.
Look how far we've come.
Oh, I love it when Oscar scolds
well,
you,
Rob. Many of us, yes.
2012.
Let's get Buzz in here with the news for Friday, May 4th. Mm-hmm. Day before Cinco de Mayo. Take it away,
May
Buzz.
The 4th be with you.
Thank you, Mike, and we're brought to you today by Netflix. I've learned more.
There's a good flick.
I've learned more about this Netflix, made-for-Netflix series from Stevie Van Zandt called Lilyhammer. It's about this New York mobster who goes into the witness protection program, and they ask him, well, where do you want to go? And he liked the sound of the name Lilyhammer, which he heard associated with the Olympics, so he asks to be sent to Norway. And so he goes to a peaceful, lovely village in Norway, but finds it hard to leave his gangster image, his gangster nature behind.
That sounds, you know, a lot of people have contacted me about that show, and it's really supposed
it's
to be terrific.
Stevie Van Zandt as a gangster, right?
And it's only from Netflix, where you can instantly watch TV shows and movies on almost any device as often as you want for just $7.99 a month. 30 days free. Just click the Netflix ad on our website.
Nice.
Now, the good news is our official unemployment rate fell another tenth of a point last month to 8.1%. The bad news is fewer jobs were added than experts expected. That means the slowdown we reported yesterday is real. That drop is just more people dropping out of the workforce. That's what that is. In the first 3 months of this year, employers started adding jobs, but the reality hasn't lived up to their optimism, so now the hiring is leveling off.
Buzz, we have a person that has been waiting for 54 minutes and 49 seconds to go on the radio.
Well, let's get right to them.
Randy, have you been waiting to say something, or are you just listening?
Yes, I'm trying to find out if I won the tickets.
Yeah. Yeah,
if you won the tickets.
So the answer
I'm listening to a podcast from April. Sorry.
Ah, that's the shtick he wanted to do. He's out of there. That's cool.
Wow.
I respect waiting 50 minutes for the joke. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's good. Patience.
That's very
he committed.
Nice. Yeah, that's good.
We also
a little shticky.
You hate the listener.
No.
You hate the listener.
I love the listener.
That was a good bit.
I hate the caller.
Go back to your grapes and bits of hot dog.
Yeah.
We also learned this week that over half of all recent college graduates are depending on their parents to help pay their bills. This study focused on people between the ages of 19 and 22. Among that group, nearly a third relies on their parents to pay their phone bill. One in five has their parents pay for their food. One in five relies on their parents to pay their internet bill. And that same number is still on their parents' health insurance. One in three say their folks are helping with their job search.
Sometimes people in their 40s distract their mother while their wife goes through their mother's cabinet.
That's a much more clever method, I think.
Wow.
Just for pasta.
To get pasta?
No, we had permission, actually. Okay, we did a little shopping at Sharon's last weekend.
I can't see you doing that. Yeah.
If you're looking...
Where did my spaghetti sauce go?
Shopping at Sharon's.
But he does like to live on the cheap. And if you're looking to live on the cheap, two TMOS cities make the list of the best places for that. A new study that looks at everything from the closeness of dollar stores to low cost of living and free entertainment includes Wichita at number 10.
Hey, you're stomping grounds.
And Spokane at number 5.
Nice. Wow.
St. Cool. Louis tops the cheap living list.
Ain't really? Around here, that's yeah. for sure.
Surprise.
I would think St. Louis is a big enough happening city that it would be expensive. I got the arch and everything.
That's how they fool you. Rick Santorum, who once called Mitt Romney the worst Republican to put up against Obama, will meet with Romney today to talk about endorsing him. This is the very thing you were talking about earlier, Mike. Romney needs the conservative support that Santorum can bring, and Santorum has his own agenda, mainly making sure that manufacturing is a key part of Romney's plan to fix the economy. Romney's already been endorsed by former rival John Huntsman, but we have yet to hear from either Herman Cain or Newt Gingrich, Gingrich recently having called Romney a liar. Romney's also been endorsed by former rival Michelle Bachmann. You mentioned her. She's telling her conservative supporters Romney is now the guy to take back the country, as she puts it.
And maybe we could hear from Herman Cain next week, Mike.
That would be great.
I'd love that.
What is the, there's some difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. They say that somebody stays on message. The Republicans are always focused on the win.
Yes.
And, yeah. This is where they're all, they fall in line.
Right, yes. Yeah, I've heard this quote, and I don't know what exactly
it is. I forgot what
it is,
but yeah. I know the second part of it is Republicans fall in line.
Right.
And they're all falling in line right now behind Romney.
They
and
there'll
be an orchestrated machine coming out of the convention.
And
it's going to be a close
this.
Election.
They're good at this, absolutely.
Remember what I predicted yesterday? Yes, economy doesn't get better. We're going to have President Romney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe you already said that it's going to be President Romney.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes,
said it was
right.
a fait accompli.
Incidentally, I plan maybe in mid-August to waffle on that.
Nice.
Like, hey, Mike, is it...
I love waffles.
Democrats fall in love, Republicans fall in line.
That's
Bingo.
It. Good job.
Thank you, Mark,
Mark.
Ronick. Good
sure.
pull.
Thank you, Google.
A North
and Oscar falls in the casino.
What?
From drinking.
Charlestown.
Yeah, you can't stop thinking about that now, can you? He planted the idea.
That place is going to be mobbed
and
for
now
this
you're
weekend.
Off.
You're going to have to sleep in a motel parking lot.
All you got to do, Mike, is
he'll do that.
All you got to do is drive up, lay the action down, and get out.
Charlestown.
Yeah, he's focused now.
Now we got to get them as a sponsor.
Parking.
All the money I put in that joint.
Yeah.
A North Carolina woman admits that she told her 13-year-old daughter to steal lawn signs that support gay marriage. There's a proposed amendment in North Carolina to ban gay marriage, and some folks have put out yard signs opposing that ban.
You're getting a lot of material out of this state.
Yeah, we talked
this,
about it yesterday, as a matter of fact.
A
the guy who shot the sign.
Quoting the mom, I didn't feel I was stealing signs. I looked at it as picking up trash along the side of the road.
Oh, God.
I looked at it as picking up trash from beside the road.
This
you.
Is something
yes?
we can all agree on. I mean, it's this is the bigots love this issue. Mm-hmm. They yeah. love this issue. It's garbage.
It's fun to hate.
I'm on shit.
Please join us.
It's easy to hate. Trust me.
Junior Seau's family is not sure whether to donate his brain to concussion research, partly because he really didn't seem to have any concussion-related conditions. He had issues, but they weren't necessarily concussion-related. A sports writer who knew Junior says he just had trouble finding his lot in life after football. And more that happens a lot, obviously. And now more than 100 players, meanwhile, are suing the NFL over the head injuries they endured untreated during their playing days.
I know you'll relate to this, Rob. I was a fan. I think he's a great football player,
sure.
Junior Seau, but not as popular as my favorite junior, who's also gone now, Junior Samples.
Mm. Of course. No. BR549.
BR549.
Never good when we lose
junior. That was my favorite junior.
He really was sort of the Tom Gavin of Hee-Haw, wasn't
right.
he?
And let's not forget, since Buzz was talking about Stevie Van Zandt, let's mm-hmm. remember
yeah.
Uncle June.
Uncle Junior.
Yes. Uncle June.
He's
Uncle
a junior
June.
Also.
June.
Right. And we
he
don't
knew
know
how to use his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear. We don't often think of scientists as being on the front line, but we lost a soldier in the war against deadly bacteria yesterday or this week when a San Francisco lab worker became infected and died from a bacteria in his meningitis research. Health officials are trying to make sure it hasn't spread any further, And other people were exposed in this case. So far, no one else has gotten sick. Hmm.
Is that the big elephant in the room as far as mankind's imminent destruction? That if we ever had one of these unbelievably virulent things that got out,
pandemic,
that we could really wipe out the population?
Yeah, and you know, it's possible that something could escape from a lab, just like in the movies.
And stuff that
it very nearly happened here.
Stuff that they have pretty much defeated in real life, they do keep samples of. And you know, I wonder why they do that.
I was watching Wyatt Earp, the bad Tombstone. You know, there's Tombstone and Wyatt Earp.
Right.
They came out at the same time.
Yeah.
One's really not that good. One's really good. But I watched both of them. And Kevin Costner's Wyatt Earp in the lesser of the two movies. Mm-hmm. But, you know, his wife dies of typhus. She has little spots all over her tummy and stuff like that. And I have no idea why I mentioned that.
Was it as good as when
Charlestown.
There's your answer. Right there.
Was it as good as when all the kids got sick in the John Adams miniseries? There was a lot of good spots in that, too.
Yes, there were. Yeah. I want to watch that again.
Yeah, it's on DVD.
Finally, a trio of parting shots. First, a man in Fergus Falls, Minnesota.
Fergus Falls, Arizona.
Has been arrested after mowing his lawn in just a loincloth while shouting obscenities, all within shouting distance of a daycare center.
Wow.
In Steubenville, Ohio.
That's where Dean Martin was born.
The city.
Well, listen to how excited he got about that.
Trivia.
No other room would someone shout that out.
Yeah, exactly.
But isn't that great?
No, it's not.
No?
I don't care.
In Steubenville, the city put up one of those diamond-shaped orange road signs that read, Rough Road. Someone with a can of spray paint added to that, no S, Sherlock, fix it.
Dean Martin.
Might have been him. And in Pewaukee, Wisconsin this week, a man stopped on his walk home to take a nap on some railroad tracks.
Oh, no.
He was so drunk.
How drunk was he?
He was so drunk he didn't know he had been hit by a train.
No.
By the time police got to him.
Oh, my God. Rob.
He still didn't know he'd been hit by a train.
That's a shame.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. Extreme summer heat on the way. Don't be left stranded by your old AC system. Call CB Lucas for all your air conditioning needs. If you need a new system, CB Lucas has 48 months same as cash financing for TMOS listeners. Or instant rebates on qualifying train systems. And if you need a plumber, CB Lucas can take care of that, too. For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas. Yeah. Mike Lucas and the gang. Let's give a round of applause.
Good job.
Good job.
Click their ad on our website, everybody.
Wow.
Have a great weekend. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Charles
Happy
Town.
Kentucky Derby.
Charles
Happy Gold Cup this weekend
Charles
here
Town.
In Virginia.
Charles
have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Americans dance on a dance floor, and the Spaniards, they dance on a table, and the Russians, they dance on a saber, but the Mexicans dance on their hats. Oh, they dance on hot coals in Calcutta. In Wisconsin, they dance on fresh butter, which they squeeze from one cow or another. Yes, the Mexicans dance on their hats. There are Mexicans dancing on derbies. There are Mexicans dancing on caps. They just throw their fedoras wherever the floor is and start doing horas and taps. They won't quit, they go on. It's a Mexican custom to take hats and bust them by doing a dance thereupon. Oh, the reason they shot Pancho Villa was he danced on his mother's mantilla, and the message did not reach Garcia. He was out somewhere dancing on hats. There's a fellow in West Acapulco, the most elegant man you could meet. He does sambas on Hombergs to tunes of Sig Rombergs, and sometimes the Nutcracker Suite. So take care, so beware, or they'll put castanets on and ruin your Stetson, cause they all think they're Fred Astaire. If you're ever in Mexico proper and you're wearing a straw hat or topper, when the band starts to play, call a copper. Cause by now you should know that they'll grab your chapeau and they'll stomp till it's flat, and that's that. That's what Mexicans do on your hat.
Hey!
Adios, señores.